Yeah.
It was my Camaro.
Yeah, and they had Clumix. Remember the old Clumix that had feet? He opened up my mouth. They opened it just a whole thing.
Probably
turned. Why do you have so much?
Third degree burns, too.
In Arizona, Clumix is the best. They do it in the tube that you squeeze out, not the tubs anymore.
Yeah, those are bad. And those tubes are cool.
Yeah.
What did you get warm? Freezer here. Turn the heat up. Probably have to turn it down. That's something like turn the heat up.
You made you come tonight? Did you bring some rocks with you? A slingshot with little marbles are the best. They leave a mark, but it disappears.
You don't even have depends on how close you are and what you hit.
Yeah. You can say, don't hit them in the eye.
That's the thing.
You know the cheapest things that can really do damage on? I heard. I don't know this for a fact, but I heard. If you're going to be shooting pigeons out of the trees in Arizona, grab that bag of pinto.
Those little shelf tools now, just that you can tag the flies and the insects in the house, and they just like,
yeah.
Okay, according to my watch, it's now 6:30, so we'll get started. Appreciate everyone coming tonight. I think I know what most people are here for, and we'll try to walk through this carefully, step by step, so everyone understands what's happening and why we're doing what we're doing. We're going to start, though, tonight first with a public hearing on a couple of annexation proposals that have been in the works for the past few months. So we'll start with a roll call. So start down there.
Craig Clark.
Marty McCain.
Nancy Albert.
Chris Anderson.
Courtney Schiff.
Paul Penrod. Okay, thanks. So all here and accounted for. So Spring City hasn't gone through an annexation process before. So for these subjects who are having to go through it for the first time for us, it hasn't been terribly smooth, but the state rules changed a year ago and we're learning them and dealing with them. So I thought it might be helpful for everyone to have Craig Paulson give us a little bit of history about annexation and the annexation policy and what it means. And then I'll invite someone from each of the annexations to talk about it. So if Kristen wants to tell us a little bit about Ken's project or the, do we call it Friar subdivision or the Krogh subdivision or something like that. And then we'll have Bobette talk a little bit about the Lindo, Rasmussen, and Allred subdivision. And then we'll open that up for public comments related to that subject. So Craig, go ahead.
Okay. I'm Craig Paulson, chairperson for the Planning and Zoning Commission for Spring City. Just so you all know, prior to 2019, we did not have an annexation plan in the city. So that took a little time and preparation to get that done. But the city council approved our annexation plan in 2019. And since then, we've already found that our legislature has created some things that we need to change in the plan. So we're in the process of doing that, even though they're not major changes, but they are changes that need to be done so that we're abiding by state code. As the mayor said, this is the first time that Spring City's annexed any property into the city. So that's what this public hearing is all about. And I just want to make sure that everybody understands that there is a buffer zone around the city that is still administered by the county. And those properties will not be able to get, at this point, will not be able to get Spring City services, in other words, utilities, unless they annex into the city. And this is mostly a result of the drought situation that was really evident 2 years ago, not so much right now. We think, well, we're blessed to have plenty of water, but that's, I really doubt that's going to be the norm. So anyway, just beware for people that want to develop in the buffer zone that they need to be annexed into the city. And that's part of why this process that you're going to have a hearing on tonight has come about. And know that if you are developing an annex into the city, there's probably going to be some extra costs for your development, because city services really are not in those areas right now. And so those expenses can be quite costly for a developer. But if it's a large development, then possibly it's not too bad to distribute those costs to whoever's going to buy property there. So several things that annexation helps Spring City with. It helps us kind of keep the road grid. You know, Spring City has really a good road grid problem situation, where we've got 6-acre blocks that all line up. And the intent was to always try and keep that road alignment continuous on into the buffer zone. Things that annexation helps, it helps if people can hook up the sewer. It helps a lot with groundwater contamination from septic systems. And 2 years ago, we were having wells, particularly on the north end of town, dry up because of the drought. So it helps a lot with our aquifer depletion. And the way our buffer zone does still require that lots be divided into nothing less than 1 acre. So that will help continue that same plan, which in our last survey with planning and zoning, 75% of the people that filled out the survey said that they wanted to keep 1.06 acre lots. That's huge. That's a huge majority. It surprised me, honestly, that it was that well supported. And, you know, one of the problems going to be with development in that buffer zone is there's extra costs for people that want to develop there.
Thanks for that background. Kristen, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
So this little annexation, very first one, we have two possibly tonight, but we began this months ago, and it's 2.6 acres, which will now be 1.06, and then another lot, about 1.5 acres. And this this was, you know, when we first started this process, again, we have this, we have our own practices, but then the city has new, I mean, the state has new legislation over the top of what we have in our system. But, and with that, there are a lot of moving parts. There are notices with numbers of days to do the notice, numbers of days to before any hearing can take place, certain amount of time that has to go before planning and zoning or city council can deliberate on these things. And so it's been a real challenge. And the city staff has been amazing. And I would have to say, especially Ruth Ann McCain has had hours and hours and brain cramps trying to figure this out. As Craig mentioned, the grid has been an important thing, especially as we move into the periphery around the city. We don't want to end up with people landlocked and unable to develop their properties if they want to, or get services. And we'd love to preserve that historical grid. And a lot of people have deliberately subverted that. And maybe the county's been a little complicit in that. I don't know. But anyway, we've tried to do that. And it's become difficult because as land becomes more and more precious, allocating land to do that is challenging. But a week ago at our meeting, we had a discussion about that, and I thought it was the best of the democratic process. We had citizens who came and expressed their concerns, and we had citizens who listened, and especially Pro left that meeting thinking, you know, I would really like to figure out a way to make that it possible for us to grant access to the land in South of Mead. He thought about the whole city. He thought about the landowner that lies behind him. And he approached his buyer, and they were able to come to an agreement to allow a street easement along the east side of that property. And it, as far as we know, it may never be used, but in the event that it is needed and can benefit the community and the property owners around him, then we want to do that. And I was, I think that was a really gracious move on the part of both the Meinerts and the Crows. So I wanted to give them some kudos too. I think that respect for our fellow citizens and their needs and their desires is really important, and I was really glad to see that happen.
Great, thanks. I guess it makes sense to, if you have public comments about that particular annexation, you can make them now, or we can then have a presentation on the other annexation, and you can give comments about both of them. There's no one
there?
Yeah.
On the Krogh annexation, you can't read the streets, even though the magnifying glass. Where is this?
Okay, can you just give them the address?
Yeah, it is on 600 South, and it's between 3rd and 4th.
Okay.
I'll hand this to you.
There are a couple of chairs up front still. Okay, Bob, go ahead and give us a little background, then we'll have comments on both of them.
The land that we're talking about is land that's been my family for over 100 years. It's about 38 acres. It was my grandfather that let the city first build the water tank up there. That's not honestly on this piece of property. But we would like to be included in the city. We've been here on that piece of property for 27 years. And we have children, and my siblings have children that would like to come and have a chance to build and be part of the city. And it just seems reasonable to see if we can get annexed and make it happen.
Great, super. And so your property goes along 17th Square, right?
So it's a little bit over 3rd South and 1st South.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Can I have the canyon rocks?
Yeah. And they will be, thanks to our culinary water project, where we will be building a water tank that's higher and further east, and that will make it so they can access that water. So it makes it usable. Okay, great. Thanks for that background. Okay, we're open now for public comment on the annexations. If you'd like to come up, just state your name and tell us what thoughts you have.
My name is Clark Christensen. I am all for the annexation. I would much rather see properties being developed around Spring City that have to conform to Spring City, be part of the tax base, pay Spring City utilities, instead of just developing a city around the city that doesn't respond to the city. So I personally am all for it.
Thanks. No, that's why we do it.
Can I ask one other question?
Sure.
City Council, why comments are after item number 5 instead of before?
Yeah, we'll explain that before we get there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Any other comments on the annexation? If not, I guess we can't start the next meeting.
Are you going to have Ken Tuck come get some notes?
Well, Christy already did. Okay. Well, we'll conclude the public hearing then with respect to annexation. While we're waiting for the meeting to start, I'll give you a little background on that issue. So I assume most of you are here because of the issue we have on item number 5 on the agenda of the council meeting. It has to do with